Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Nun Beis, and we will start with the top of daf Nun Beis Amun Aleph. But just one ha'ara on yesterday's daf. Again, today's shiur is sponsored to the yard site of Sarah Rusa Bas Rafael Rose Siegel of Baltimore by Yitzchak and Barbara Siegel and family. We thank them for the sponsorship, and also this week's shiur are still sponsored Lili Nishbas Yachmiel Shimon Ben Yaakov Shammai. The neshamos should have an aliyah. Okay, so we are on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph all the way on top of just one ha'ar. We're in the context of birds. We mentioned yesterday from a number of years ago that the Radvaz notes in a tshuva that birds becoming treifas have an easier time of becoming a treifa, so to speak. They have more delicate frames, and therefore we have to be nervous. That's why there are different rules and regulations about the chshashos of nefula, the chshashos of broken limbs. So we spoke about a bird that goes onto water, nechbat al pnei hamayim. We mentioned if it swims afterwards or if it goes upstream, you know, all of the different rules about what would be considered a bird that we have to be worried about or not. We do find elsewhere in halacha as well that there's a difference between whether something hits a solid versus a liquid. We're also going to have right now on the top of the daf, there's a difference between the surface area of the material that the bird or the animal would bang on. So we have that in Hilchos Shabbos as well. Right? We know that we have the sugya of Irui. Irui Kli Rishon, Irui Kli Sheni. We know the Mishnah tells us in Maseches, not the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Shabbos, on Daf Mem Beis Mem Beis, that one is allowed to pour. Well, it starts with Mem Beis Mem Aleph on the bottom, the Mishnah. Ha'ilpas Vakadir Shehavir Murusachin, a Kli Rishon that you took off from the fire that's still boiling hot. Lo Yisim L'Tochan Tavlin. We discussed this last week, that one is not allowed to put anything into a Kli Rishon, even when it's off the fire, that is still a source of heat. Right, Rashi says the kli rishon calls mancha roseach mivashel. As long as it's boiling, it is mivashel. Right, that's a heat source. Aval no sein hu l'tocha ka'ara or l'tocha tamchui. But one is allowed to put it into a ka'ara tamchui, pour it in. That's the principle of kli sheni ein mivashel. That's the principle back on daf mem amid beis in Shabbos, and that's the Tosfos there. What's the svar for kli rishon ein mivashel? There's an ar sameach. Fine. But what about in between? Kli Rishon is Mavashal. Kli Sheni is not Mavashal. And, okay, Lamaisa, we're Machber, the Kli Sheni might be Mavashal too, except for Kali Bishal. But let's say conceptually, Kli Sheni is not Mavashal. What about in between? Kli Rishon, Irui Kli Rishon, pouring it from a Kli Rishon. So what if it hits the item, hits the food, before it gets to the surface of the Kli Sheni? It's Kli Rishon, Irui from a Kli Rishon into a Kli Sheni. So what's that? Alacha, so those are three sheetahs in the Rishonim. Tosfos here quotes on Daf Mem Beis Mem Beis, the three different opinions, whether it's like a Kli Rishon, whether it's like a Kli Sheni, or it's in the middle, whether it's Mevashel, Kidei, Klipa. And that's what we paskin, that it's Mevashel, the outer layer of the surface. So it says that's what Tosfos quotes, for Rabbeinu Shmuel may be Raya, the Rashbam, to Iri Kli Sheni. Iri Kli Rishon is like a Kli Sheni. The second it leaves the walls of the Kli Rishon, it becomes a Kli Sheni. Meha de Kaimalon de Tata Agvar. He relates it to the Sugya Maseches Psachim, which the Gemara does not relate these two, but he relates it Tata Agvar. And versus Ila Agvar, the lower material, what it goes onto overpowers. Uleri Nira de Iri Kli Rishon. And the Ri said, no, Iri is like a Kli Rishon. He brings a Raya from Maseches Vachim on Daf Sadihe. But a couple lines later, the Tosfos quotes, Vinira de Iri lo havik kli rishon lo havik kli sheni elam avashel kidei klipa. Right, that's what Tosfos paskin, and that's what we have in Shulchan Aruch in Yeradeya. Talakai malon kishmul damar tatogvar, and he continues. Mikomak avashel kidei klipa v'chulu. So, and that has very halacha l'maaseh ramifications. So, any type of food that's being poured onto, then obviously you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos even kidei klipa. But let's say the example given by the poskim. Let's say I'm warming up a bottle for a baby of milk, and I'm going to pour boiling hot water onto a bottle. So what? It's going to cook the outer hard plastic? That's not a problem. So that's 100% mutter. Because it's irui, is mevashek leklipa, but it's not cooking the plastic, so in that way, one would be able to do it. What does this have to do with us? The Rishonim quote, Tosfos and the Ran on that sugya in Shabbos quotes, that all of this applies only if it's irui on a hard surface. But if it's irui on a saw, on liquid, if it's liquid into liquid, it has different rules. Because the liquid, as the Ron explains, when it hits the liquid, it doesn't bang off of it and hit one spot. The power of the Irui dissipates throughout. It separates, it's not in one spot, and therefore it has different halachas about what we would say, what we would hold about the Irui. Oh, that's right, on the previous Amud, Mem Beis Amud Aleph, says Rabbeinu Tam, Eimavashim Chamim Amuata Ufisha Misarvin, Misarvavin U Misbatel Chamimusan. Right, he also talks about here the difference if there's a lot in the what you're pouring it into versus a little. There's a lashon of the Ron, which I'm not going to read right now, but that's the another area where we have a difference between what the surface area that it hits on. So again, back to our sugya, where we're talking about birds. Different surface areas that birds hit on, you have to be choshesh, that they're nefula, that they might have broken bones or anything. So that is discussed here. Okay, let's continue. So we spoke about different types of flax and different types of bundles. So let's start with right on top. Nun Beis Man Aleph. Choladak lo chayshinan. Cholagas chayshinan. Thin sand. So we are not choshesh. Why aren't we choshesh if the bird falls onto thin sand? As Rashi says, de mishtarik veno nechpash olam. Same type of svara. Mishtarik, it's slippery. It slides. There's movement. So the point of bang from the bird to the surface, to the sand, is a little softer by choladak. And therefore, we're not choshesh that it is a nefula, but cholagas, the thicker sand, the coarser sand, chayshinan, we would be choshesh. Avak drachim chayshinan, earth, tivna va'avid bazga chayshinan, if somebody has straw and makes it into some type of bazga, a pile, chayshinan, lo avid bazga, lo chayshinan. So then if it wasn't in a pile, then it's not as compact, and therefore we wouldn't be choshesh. Rashi says, tevin could be of chitim or saorim. Chitim or saorim. But now we have chiti v'chol diminayu, chayshinan, sa'are v'chol diminayu. What's the gersa here? We have chayshinan on the side, it says lo chayshinan, quoting from the Maharam Shif. Chitim, wheat, and everything of its type, meaning in its texture, right? We know there are five grains. So what do you mean, wheat and everything of its type, barley, everything of its type? So Rashi quotes, shifon is also hard, right? And therefore the shifon is like chitim, but all sa'ari, barley, one would not be choshesh according to that other girsa. Kol mine kitnios, ein bahem yishum mishuke, risuke evarim. All types of kitnios, legumes. All types of legumes, there's no risuke evarim. Levarim and rubia, except for rubia, fenugrek. People know fenugrek from Rosh Hashanah, because rubia is one of those simanim that's quoted in the Gemara Maseches Krisus, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Elchaz Rosh Hashanah, to eat rubia on Rosh Hashanah as a siman tov. But there's a difference between sa'arim and kol mine kinyos don't have misum risuke yavarim. We know again, without getting too much into it, but we know the minhag of Klal Yisrael of the Ashkenazim not to eat kitnios for the two different reasons quoted on Pesach, right, for the two different reasons. But here the Gemara talks about wheat and kitnios, but it's very common. Just I was taking a walk last Shabbos in the outside here in mountains outside of in Beit Shemesh, but you see in the fields that there are wheat fields. And in the fields that were wheat fields in the previous year for the good of the land, they don't always process wheat. They'll do chickpeas, right? For the good, because the land, the nutrients get dried out from wheat every year. So that's why they would put chickpeas or some other type of legume during the off years. But one sees as one's going through the field that there are still some stalks of the previous grain, of the grain for the previous year. They don't perfectly get everything out. So the chashos, even bisman hazeh, the chashos of kinyos, again, even ashvardim that ikinyos, check it very well beforehand, because you see the chash is very lemaisa, besides the fact that they pile them together in the granaries. But again, it's not just, as some poskim say, if one sees that I'm eating a corn cake on Pesach, what am I thinking? Oh, corn cake? Oh, so I didn't know they could have cake, and it might come to get mixed up. But even the grains themselves, have overlap in where they're grown and the factories. Okay, but again, the kinyos is a huge topic, not for now. But here the Gemara talks about kinyos versus the other grains in terms of risuke varim for a bird. Says the Gemara, by kinyos, you don't have to worry because it's softer, except for the rubia, which must have a harder texture, right? Rashi says tilton, fenugreek. Chimsi, peas. Ain ba mishum risuk evarim. No risuk, because maybe there's movement every time it's hit. Chefzi, that's the chickpeas. Yesh ba mishum risuk evarim. Klal de milsen, the rule is, kol midi de mishrik, everything that would slide when it's hit, then it will be a softer on impact. The impact would be softer. Ain ba mishum risuk evarim. Lo misrik, yesh ba mishum risuk evarim. If it's not mishrik, if it's not, doesn't slide around, so then there would be risuk. Avarim, there will be achshash, and therefore we would require the bird to do something to show us that it's not mirusak. We spoke a little bit about where kinios comes up in halacha, where did chickpeas come up in halacha. It doesn't really come up in halacha, it comes up in minhag. As we know, the minhag of a shalom zachar. Right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Shulchan Aruch quotes this based on a Gemara in Baba Kama, Pashtus, a Gemara in Baba Kama about Yeshua HaBen, but the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradei and Hilchas Mila quotes the idea of a shalom zachar. Right, what exactly is it? Get a lot in the Ba'alei Machshava, but in Reish Samach Hei, in the Se'if about a Se'udas Bris Mila, this is also quoted. Noagin Lasa Se'uda Bayom Amila, the minhag is to make a Se'uda on the day of the Bris Mila, quotes the Shulchan Aruch, the Pischei Tshuva quotes, from Achronim, V'mira Siba Shalo, also Se'uda Bayom Amila, if you couldn't, Ya'azu Bayom Acher. Right, quoting the Chamudei Daniel. Right, make it whenever you can. Make it whenever you can. V'ayin b'sefer Tosef Shabbos. Shukasav had the mitzvah bo yizmei b'shlucha. Roy lizar gam b'sudas bris mila v'chasana. Mitzvah bo yizmei b'shlucha. Don't tell somebody else to make the suda for you. Make the suda. Make the suda. That's part of the mitzvah. Is the suda. Right. It's even included in an extended way. It might even be included in the not in the mitzvah of mila per se, but something connected. Right, where does this come up? It comes up in Kiddushin. Remember, the Tosfos of Kiddushin asks, towards the end of the first parak, in the sugyas of Mila, Chavtes, Lamed, all those, where it comes up, Bris Mila, the Gemara quotes a pasuk to exclude women from the mitzvah of Bris Mila, that a mother is ptura from the mitzvah of Bris Mila. And asks Tosfos, asks all the Rishonim, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a mitzvah seishes van grama. So what do we need a pasuk for, Bris Mila, that women are pturos? So Tosfos says, I would have thought maybe it's not zvan grama because there's no ending time. There's only a beginning time. Right, it's from day 8, but then it's forever. Or Tosfos says maybe it's only bayom, or maybe it's according to the Mandamar that says Mila's even balayla. Okay, all different days that come up. But one of the days, I think it's the Tosfos Rid, there in Maseches Kiddushin, the Tosfos Rid says, why would I have thought that Mila is not a Zman Grama, and therefore I need a pasuk to exclude women, mothers, from the mitzvah? Because the Mila includes the entire Hisaskus. The Mila is the Lashon of the Tosfos Rid. The Hisaskus, what's the Hisaskus? Getting the Moel of Chulu and getting the Suda, everything part of the mitzvah. So I would have thought that's why it's not really a Zman Grama like other Zman Gramas, and that's why you need a pasuk to exclude. But again, the Suda of the Mila is crucial, as we know it even as sources in very early Makaros, and that's why we know the Minag is not to invite to a Suda of Bris Mila, because it could be that if somebody rejects the Hazmana, the invitation, then there's all these different klalas that are mentioned. So that's why we just let people know about the Bris, we don't invite. But that's the Shulchan Aruch here. Noagin lasa su'uda haga. V'nogu lakachas minyan l'su'das mila u'mikri su'das mitzvah. U'kami she'ina ochel b'su'das mila havi kemenuda l'shamayim. Right, in quoting Tosos and Arvei Psachim, somebody doesn't eat from a su'udas bris mila. Right, that's the line why we don't invite. V'davka she'nimsu sham b'nei adam muhuganim. Avala nimsu b'nei adam she'ina muhuganim yitzorach l'achol sham. Right, if there's a chevra there that won't do good for my neshama, so then that overrides the hazmana of bris mila. O Nagu, and here's our discussion. O Nagu, quoting from the Chumash Hadeshen, based on the Tosfos in Meruba. O Nagu, laso su'uda umishta b'leil Shabbos la'achar shenolad zachar. On Leil Shabbos, after a zachar is born, nichnasim eitzel hatinok lit'om sham, v'gamkin su'udas mitzvah. Right, and this is also a su'udas mitzvah. And the Tazia quotes, it's based on the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Pei, Yeshua HaBen. And there's also a medrash about it, various different pshatim. Why is it, right, the Tazia quotes from the Drisha, that it's because of the Avelus, right, for all the Torah that he lost after learning it in utero, Nidan Daf Lamed. But that is a minute to eat chickpeas. Why do we eat chickpeas at a Mila? So again, maybe it was one of those reasons. If it's a minhag of Avelus, so chickpeas is a round food, just like eggs are a minhag of Avelus, and like life goes around, that comes around, born, death, and that's one of the minhag of chickpeas among others. But here we have it in the Chefzi. chickpeas regarding Risa Gevarim, chickpeas are more taut and they're tight and they aren't mishruk, they don't move around, and that's why there would be Risa Gevarim. Okay. Dibuk. Glue. What does that mean? So one might think, where does this come up? Glue. Let's say somebody has a bird trap. They have a piece of cardboard and they put some glue on it. And the bird gets stuck, and now the bird starts flying away, and then the bird falls down with the glued item on his wing. So, are we choshesh for Risa Givarim there? Right? Rashi says, Pareach im hadaf v'nofel la'aretz. So, Rav Ashi Shari Amemar Asar. Machlokas. So, Bechad Gapa, if the glued item is connected to one wing, to Kulayamad Opik the Shari. Everybody agrees the bird is still mutter. It's not called a Marusak. Why? Because with the free wing, the bird could maybe soften the fall, and therefore, we don't have to be Choshesh. Kipligi betray Gapi. Right? If both wings are stuck, the bird has nothing to protect itself, and that's why it could be a problem. Manda Asar, Amar Lacha, Hechinekim. The one that says Asar is, how could this bird protect itself? Right? How could it lift itself up? So when it falls down, boom, it falls down with a chavita gemura, Rashi says. Umanda Shari, Amar Lacha, Efshar Denekim, Aikvita Gafi. No, the tips and the stumps of the wings are also a way that the bird might be able to balance itself. And therefore, it is different. V'ika da amre, and others say, betray gafi the kol amalo pligi da asr. Maybe no, both wings, that's for sure. Asr, ki pligi b'chad gafa, that's the machlokas. Ma deshari amalacha, efshar de parach b'chad gafa. The one who says mutter says, no, efshar de parach is possible for the bird to, you know, protect itself, to soften the landing with one wing. Umanda asr, no, kiven de b'haylo matzi parach, b'haynamilo matzi parach. Once one wing is out of commission, so then the other wing is also affected. Right, the wings are connected to each other, so therefore it's different. The hilchasa betray gafi aser bechad gafi shari, and the halacha is two wings aser, one wing mutter. That is what the Gemara says about hilchasa. Gemara says about hilchasa. Rashi says, quotes the halachas gedolos again. Apsak Rashi. Rashi quotes the halachas gedolos, the Bahag, cause of halachas gedolos kalhecha deboy bedika. Any time that you would need bedika, go nifula shivura derusa demiskashri bebedika. Hanimili bibidoros kamoi. Tavi bik biki lamivdak. Maybe in the earlier generations you could use these types of bedikas, right? Rashi is quoting this because now we're at the end of the Nefula discussion. So we said, if it's this, you see if the animal walks, you see if the bird, swims. This is all bedoros harishonim. Aval anan lo bekiinon velosavchina anafshin. Says the Bahag, we don't do any checks. We don't do any checks. And if something happens, so then we have to be choshesh. That is the Bahag. But then Rashi says, "Veli nira." I don't think so. "Veli nira ella ein lo ladayan ella ma she'enov roos." Right? You go by. You know what you see. Umutu lismachalav dechsiv velashovra sheyeh bayamim mahem. Rashi quotes the pasuk in Shoftim. No, you every shofet yiftach bedoro kishmul bedoro. You check. You do the best you can. And, you try to figure it out. Try to figure it out in the way that, the Gemara says. And the Shulchan Aruch and all the different days, not the tour, the Shulchan Aruch in the first chalik of Yaradeya, discusses, Lamaisa, how exactly the bedikos work. But again, Rashi here quotes this, the Bahag that we shouldn't rely on it. And he said, no, we can rely on it. It's okay. Aval hu yizar yafeh lahavi lefan of kala tabachim v'chala bakiin b'davar ki yecha dinimte shiva mikshura. Right? So, meaning, bring everybody there. Bring everybody there. Why? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Nimte shiva mikshura, meaning when you cut something, the sawdust goes flying everywhere. And it goes on everybody. So, meaning everybody takes the responsibility. You don't have one person just checking, but everybody takes the responsibility. And that's the discussion in, Niradeya all about different cases of Nefula, rather, right? In Siman Lamed Beis, talks about a Makkah in the Chut HaShidra, and, another Simanim without reading it, right now. Good. There is a related discussion of what Rashi says right here, and then remind me to mention a Maharal. Rashi quotes here that we don't have to say in this context, Neschatnu Adoros. Right? We could say, we could do it too, and Asheyiyah Bayamim Ahem, Yiftach Bedaro Kishmul Bedaro. So that in general is a machlokas. It's a halachic machlokas, but it's also a hashkafic machlokas, that something is behind the halacha. First, Asheyiyah Bayamim Ahem. That's, of course, is a pasuk in Shoftim, and a discussion of the Rishonim in Shoftim, the Ramban. The Ramban in Parsha Shoftim where he discusses Chazal and Rashi, on the pasuk that we have to listen to the rabbis in every generation, even if they say Yamin Usmol, right and left. So what does Chazal say? Rashi quotes it, Afilum Omer Lechal, Yamin Shu Usmol, Osmol Shu Yamin. Even if they tell you your right hand, postures of the line, they tell you your right is your left and your left is your right. And I know they're wrong. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, you have to listen to them. Asher, yeah, but Yem Mahim. The Inyano, says the Ramban, no, of course not. If my rabbi tells me my right hand is my left hand, I do not have to listen to them. Right? That's clear. Says the Ramban, Afilu Takshov Belibcha, Shehem Toim Hadavar Pashut Beinecha, Kasher Ata Yodea Bein Yemincha Lismalcha, Tasekim Mitzvahsam. Even if they tell you something that you think they are making the mistake, just like you know the difference between the right hand and your left hand, you have to listen. But not if they actually tell you. How could I do this? How could I eat this piece of treif? How could I kill this person? Right, that's talking about the Ramban, at least about the Sanhedrin Agadol. At least about that. Aval mashmoz daitam nasan liatora afilu yitu. The Torah was given for me to listen to them, even if they make a mistake. And he quotes the story of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel in Rosh Hashanah. Ke'inyin Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel b'yom ha-kippurim, shechalios b'cheshbono. V'hutzrach ha-bitzvah hazos, tzorach gadol ma'od. The Ramban quotes that this is a tremendous tzorach, that we need this mitzvah. Ki ha-Torah nitzal lanu b'ksav. V'yaduahu shalo yishtavu ha-deyos, b'chol ha-dvarim ha-noladim. The Torah was given to us as a text, and the understanding of that text, there are so many different opinions. V'hine yirbu ha-machlokes, v'taseh, v'te'aseh ha-torosh kamatoros. Right? The Torah would, just splinter. V'chatach lanu ha-kasev ha-din, she-nishvah le-bezen ha-gadol, ha-omei lefnei Hashem, b'malkam ha-she-yivchar, b'kol ma-she-yomer lanu b'pirish ha-torah. Bein she-kivlu pirusha ad eid mi-pi eid ad Moshe, whether it's misora, o she-yomer ken lefnei mashmos ha-torah, or it's what they darshan. Ki al deos hadash alehem unosin lematorah, afilu yiyu beinecha kemachlif, Hayamin bismol. The koshagain sheesh the chalakshav shim omra, yamin shu yamin, the chulu. That's a very important Ramban. The Sefer Chinuch there in Parsha Shoftim also talks about it. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim also, talks about it as well. Obviously the power. There are differences between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether Mitzvahs Durabanan are included. Famous Rambam, both in Sefer HaMitzvos and in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim. But the concept of Niskatnu Hadoros, which Rashi talks about, the Bahag says, no, we can't do this anymore. And Rashi says, no, we can. Ein Ladayna Mashayna Vroos. So that is something that we find in various chazals. Obviously, the Gemara in Shabbos, remember that Gemara? If the Doros are Rishonim, we're like Malachim, we're like Anashim. And if they were like Anashim, we're like Chamorim. And not just any Chamor. We're not even like the Chamor of Pinchas ben Yair. So there are chazals that talk about the concept of Niskatnu Adoros, but there are also chazals that talk about, no, every generation. Right, Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmuel Bedoro. Baalei Tosfos in a few places, and the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk like Baalei Tosfos here talk about in Halacha, Niskatnu Hadoros. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, just as an example. We know the Mishnah in Shabbos tells us about a chasson on the first night of his wedding. Pater from Kriyashma. Kezayin Mabez in Brachas. Chasson and Rosalikos Kriyashma, Balaila Rishon Kore. If a chasson wants to say Kriyashma, he can if he wants to. Shimon Gamliel says, no. Lo kalarosa litolos hashem ito. You can't be machmir. Why? Because Shugam Leo says that's yuhara. Oh, I can have kavana tonight. Nobody can have kavana tonight. Right? The chazan has other things on his mind. Osig b'mitzvah. And therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel says he's not allowed to say kriyashma because it's a chumra of yuhara. Tosfos, bizman hazeh, and that was bizman ha-mishnah. Tosfos on the next daf, Yud Zayin Mabez, Tosfos says bizman hazeh, exactly the opposite. A chassan has to say Kriya Shema. Why? Because he can say, oh, I can't have Kavana tonight. Well, last night you had Kavana. 2 nights ago you had Kavana. Tosfos says, Bizvana zeh, Niskatnu Adoros, and we never have Kavana properly. Mihu, Im Anu. These are the Baalei Tosfos. This is Rabbeinu Tam talking. This is the Ri and the Rashbam. Oh, we don't have Kavana. Rachmana Litzlan, 800 years later. Right? Mihu, Sha'anu Shebishum Pam, Ein Anu Mechavnim Heitev. It gives us a little nechama. There's a Yerushalmi that says, that one of the Amoraim says, thank God for my head. I really thank my head that it knows when to bow. Why? And the first I explain, because when we're on autopilot and davening sometimes, we have no idea what we're doing, but we're like bang on our chest and we bow by modim because, that's what we're used to. So thank God our body knows what to do. And our minds, the Yerushalmi quotes that from one of the Amoraim. But Tosfos says, it doesn't mean that we're like, okay. No, we just have to just says that it's something that's been going on for a long time, but we have to try our best. Umiyo Patosva says, "Anu shebishum pam einonu mechavanim heitev." We never have proper kavana. Gam chasan yesh likros da adaraba nira keyuhara imlo yikra. Right, it's just the opposite, exact same principle. This goes on the list of examples where the halacha, the principle of the halacha doesn't change. The application of the halacha is exactly the opposite, but it's the same yesod. In the days of the Mishnah, it was mechzi ki yuhara to say kriyash, to not say kriyashma. Bizman says mechzi ki yuhara, not to say kriyashma. Venira, did I say that correctly? Miyu. Anu shem shum pam ein anu mechavim heitev gam chasan yishlikos ta'adra benirik yoram lo yikra klomer ani mechavim b'chol shah avo lasas malacha b'tishabav ein lasas malacha. That's a different issue, right? That's we spoke about lifnei iver also. Sometimes you have exact opposite halachos, even though it's the same yisod. That's Bali Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch passes that way too. Shulchan Aruch says, what if I don't have kavana in the first bracha of Shmon Esrei, of the Amida? So what's the halacha? So you're supposed to try to have kavana in all Shmon Esrei, if not at least in Avos. But if I don't have kavana even in Avos, we paskin you do not go back. We're not chozer. Recall why? Because we probably won't have kavana in the next time that we repeat it either. Or the Shulchan Aruch was a realist. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Hamis palal tzarchi yichavin b'chol abrachas. V'meinu yochal yichavin b'kulam. L'fachos yichavin b'Avos. V'mlo kivin b'Avos. Afal pisha kivin b'chol ashar." So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Yachzer v'yispalal." But the Ramah says, "V'ha idna ein chozrim b'shvil chesron kavana sha'af b'chazara karvu shlo yechavein imkein lama yachzar." Right, that is the Ramah living in the real world. Okay, the Rambam though hardly ever quotes the concept in any of his areas of halacha in his Katnu Adoros, and it's reflected in many different halachas. First of all, he doesn't quote any of these. You know, we don't have kavana b'zmanazeh. You don't have to repeat it. Rambam never quotes that. The Rambam is an idealist, right? The Rambam in Hilchas Tefila, the Rambam in Hilchas Kriyashma. Rambam says, if you came back from a trip and you can't have kavana and you're jet-lagged for a couple of days, you're not allowed to daven. Until you can get your kavana back. Right? We would never daven. Right? The Rambam, we say you daven on the trip. Right? We paskin. But that's what tefillin. Right? We paskin that we don't wear tefillin all day anymore. We don't wear tefillin. We can't have kavana all day. You know, we can't, it's difficult. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefila never quotes such a thing. The Rambam says that you have to wear tefillin, you have to wear tefillin, you have to have kavana. When you wear tefillin, you have to keep a guf naki and do one's best when one wears a tefillin. In Hilchos Kriyashma as well, in terms of the kavana that one has to have. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Kriyashma, "Mishu libo tarud v'nechbaz b'dvar mitzvah mikol mitzvahs padam mikriyashma." And then he quotes the chasan, and then he quotes it. Wait till he can have kavana. But even in other areas of halacha, just to quote one example, and then we will continue, and that is the smicha controversy. Remember the smicha controversy? We know that the smicha was abolished, and not abolished, just it was no longer. The Gemara Sanhedrin tells us the last ones who got smicha, but it was it for Moshe Rabbeinu, right, and the special authority of Dayanim to judge certain type of cases that they need to be smuchin. So that was, there was no more. The Rambam Shita is, the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin that if there comes a time in history, and the Rambam starts this all off with Nira Li Hadvarim, right? It's his own thoughts. Nira Li Hadvarim, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph in Hilchos Sanhedrin. If there comes a time where all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael get together and agree to give somebody smicha, they have the authority to give somebody smicha. Even though we're far away from the smuchin and we don't have ish bipi ish, bipi samuch, we could get the smicha. So that's a reflection of the power the Rambam thinks of every generation. Right? It's a halachic concept, but the message behind it is that every generation, right, very controversial. And remember in the days of the 1500s, they gave smicha to Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the Chachmei Tzfat gave him smicha, and the Chachmei Yerushalayim did not agree, and that's why it didn't hold. Because you need Rov Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. And even in those days, they couldn't get them together. But he got smicha. It didn't work. On the Kever, by Rabbi Yosef Cairo's Kever in Tzfat, it says the whole story written there. But it says, isn't it, Hashgacha? He was the only one that got smicha. It wasn't accepted. But Lamaisa, who is the Samach of Klal Yisrael Bezman Hazeh? Who is the one that has the most halachic authority? Rabbi Yosef Cairo. Yosef Cairo, the Baal Shulchan Aruch. He was the one that, and the Ramah, obviously. But he's the one that got it together. And was able to get that authority from Klal Yisrael. Nearly advarim shibs kimu kol hachachamim shabaretz Yisrael limnos dayanim v'lismoch osan hare elus muchin v'yishlan ladun dine knasas v'yishlan lismoch achareim lacherim v'chulu. Unbelievable. Why was it then that the chachamim were mitzta'er on about smicha, if you could just get it back together? Because l'maisa, look, it's never going to happen. L'fishi Yisrael mefuzar and v'yafshar she has kimu kulan. When are we going to, right? We're still waiting for that. Still waiting for that time. And the Radvaz here has a big discussion, and the Kesef Mishnah, little bit of the history. And, you know, that's the smicha controversy. Again, important stuff, but not for now. Okay, so that is one issue, Niskanu Hadaras. Just one other Maharal, just to mention the Maharal. Once we're talking about birds and broken wings, the Maharal has an unbelievable Ha'ara. I think it's in Netzach Yisrael, maybe elsewhere too, where the Maharal discusses, various Psukim and Tanakh where we're compared to birds. B'nai Yisrael are compared to birds. Right? Why Dafka birds? We're compared to other animals too, but he's picking up on why we're compared to birds. Yonah. We're compared to Yonah, right? The Gemara, remember, the Tefillin turned into Kanfe Yonah by Elisha Bal Kanafayim. So why Dafka birds? So explains the Maharal, if you think about a bird is different than all other animals. A bird could fly to the heavens. Right? No other animal could do that. So a bird, most animals are terrestrial and they stay with their feet on the ground and that's it. Birds get higher than humans. They fly all the way up into the clouds. So a bird is like a little more spiritual than other animals. They're up. But, why? Because they have wings. What happens if a bird breaks its wing? And now it's walking around. If the bird's walking around, that bird's not going to live so long. What do you mean it's not going to live so long? So it doesn't have wings. It has legs. It can be like the other animals. No, no, no. But if a bird has wings and it doesn't use its wings and it can't fly, so then it's worse. It's garua from other animals. Other animals don't have wings. And they can, but birds, they're schlepping around these wings and they're just not going to live. They're not going to live so long. Am Yisrael, says the Maharal, we are either on top of the world or on not on top of the world. Lehefech. Right? As the Gemara says in the Ksub, it's Ashrechem Yisrael. Right? One of the Tanoim, I think Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right? When he saw the daughter of Kalba Savua gathering dung by the Chorban, he says, but Am Yisrael, sometimes we're on top and sometimes we're on the bottom. But he starts off his reaction by saying, Ashrechem Yisrael. Ask the Maharal, why is it Ashrechem Yisrael if she's such low? Maharal is saying, no, look at the potential that Am Yisrael has. We're like a bird. We could fly to the heavens. We could be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we don't use our potential, if we don't use our wings, then we're worse off than the other nations because we're not using the potential that we have. That's why birds and broken wings. That's a Maharal that we take home with us. Take home with us. Okay. Weiter. Says the Gemara Nishtabu, Rovtz Lo Seha. Next list in the Mishnah, most of the ribs are broken. So that's a trefa. Tana Rabbanan, Elu Hein Rovtz Lo. So what does it mean, Rov? Right? We know the rib cage has two sides to it. So Shesh Mikan, Vashesh Mikan. So it has to be on both sides. We could have six and six on each side. O Achasas Rei Mikan, Vachas Mikan. Even if you have 11 and 1. If you have 11 and 1, there are 22 big ribs altogether, and therefore, if you have 11 and 1, that's rov. You have to have it on two sides. Omer Ziri, Umechsen, Klapi, Shidra. It has to be that the ribs are broken on the half that's closer to the spine. Omer Abba, Bar Barchan, Omer Biochanan, Ubit Slos, Gadolo, Sheish Ben Moch. We're talking about the larger ribs that have marrow in them, not those smaller ones. Omer Ula, Ben Zakkai, Omer. Ula says, then Ben Zakkai says, Rashi says, Lo Yadan Amanu. I don't know who this is. Obviously, Rashi does not think it's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Ben Zakkai Omar. Ben Zakkai says, Ne'akru ro b'tzad echad. What happens if they weren't broken, but it just came out of its casing? Ne'akru barov tzad echad. What if the rib cage on one side most came out? Or nishtabru barov shnei tzadim. Or they're broken on both sides. So that's also a trefa. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, be'nekru, be'nishtabru barov shnei tzadim. No, Rabbi Yochanan says you need it on both sides. Right, Ben Zakkai was machmir, even if it's only on one side, ne'ekru is more chamor than ishtabru, that would even be on one side. Amarav, ne'ekru tzela v'chulya ima trefa. If one rib is uprooted, and the chulya, the vertebrae that connects it to the spine, also comes out with it, that's a trefa. You don't need broken in that case, even one with its vertebrae. Amilei Rav Kana v'Ravasi l'Rav, ne'ekru tzela mikan v'chulya kayemes mahu. What happens if both ribs from two different sides came out but not the chulya in the middle? So Amar Lahu, Gistra Kamrisu. So Rav says to them, Gistra, well we had that word before. Gistra means the animal's cut in half. If you take both sides, that's an avela. It's a nevela. So Gemara says, Va'rav Nami Gistra Kamar. Well, wasn't Rav's case also talking about a Gistra, where you have one side of the ribs that came out? No, ki kamar Rav, sela below chulya. Rav, when he says his case, that's a trefa, that means without the chulya. Meaning that only the rib came out without the vertebrae. Va'tzela v'chulya kamar. What do you mean? He said both. Tzela v'chatzi chulya. It means if half the chulya came out with it, half the vertebrae, but the other half the vertebrae is still intact. Mechlad Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi, tzela below chulya amri. What's Rav Kahana and Rav Asi's question to him was tzlaos with, that came out from each side without the chulya, v'amar lehu gistra kamrisu, and for that he reacted by saying, that's a gistra? V'yamar ula ben zakai, amar, nekru barov tzad echad, nishtabru barov shnei tzadim. But one second, didn't we require a rove and not just two? Right? So what do you mean? So amalacha haslam zeh shalo kenegetzeh, hacha zeh kenegetzeh. It depends if they're opposite each other. If they're not opposite each other, it's better. If they're opposite each other, that's where he responded, gistera, and it's an avela. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, but don't we have another statement? Rabbi Yochanan, barov shneit sadim? Uberov shneit sadim, it has to be the most on both sides. And both sides, efshar delo kai mechad minayu zeh keneged zeh. So it has to be at least one neged the other, if it's the rove on both sides. Hasam, buchna below asisa, hacha buchna va'asisa. Over there is talking about, like we have buchna and asisa are a mortar and a pestle, like the ball and the banging grinder. But the way that it's described is that the ball of the rib was removed, but the vertebrae socket where it went into was intact. That's buchna below asisa. And hacha, buchna asisa, that's more nevela, because that is where both came out. Iyachi hainu derav. So then one second, that's exactly what Rav said. Rav says, even if one of the chulias came out. So they're asking about two? So the Gemara says, lo shami luhu derav. They never heard Rav's first statement. That's why they're asking about two, even though Rav says even one is a problem. So v'libay menei dekidarav. So why don't they just ask Rav's question? Rav spoke about one. They're just jumping and asking about two coming out. Why don't they just ask one? So Sabri, they had the following svara. Liboy mine chada de parish lantarti. They wanted to ask a question, they would get the answer to both. They didn't want to just ask one because they wouldn't know about two. De ibi inan mine chada, if they would have asked, oh, if one is nekar, so hanicha yamar lan trefa, if the answer would be even one missing is a trefa, so kol shekain tarti, then they would know that for sure two is a trefa. I amar lan ksheira, but if they would ask one, and then Rav would answer kshera, akati tarti gami boilan. They would still wonder, well, what if two is missing? Is that also kshera? So that's why they didn't want to ask one. So the Gemara says, Yachi hashtanami. But here now, why aren't they taking a risk? To kabbalah minei tarti, they asked them if two were missing. Ha nicha yamar lehu kshera. If he would answer kshera by two, kol shekain chada, then surely, if one would be missing, fine, that would work. Evi amret lehu trefa, but if he would tell them two is a trefa, akati chadimi boilu, they would still not know about one. So why is asking two any better than asking one? Right? Each time, one answer would teach you something and one answer wouldn't teach you something. The Gemara said no. If they asked two, they would still know about one. Right? Not only if they asked about two and it's ksheira, then for sure one. But if two is shreifa, they would also know about one, whether it's mutter or not. Why? Savri imkein mirtach karatach. Would he be angry in his answer? So that's how I would know. Chada trefa tarti mi boy. Even one's a trefa. You're asking me about two? See if he would give me a calm answer. Yeah, two is a trefa. Then I would know one is not a trefa. If he would say, come on, two. So then we would know based on that reaction. So I, v'haka amile v'lo rasach, didn't work. He didn't get angry when he says two is a trefa. The answer is no. Kivan t'kamar lehu gistra kamrisu. By saying, what do you mean? That's a gistra. Haina rischei. Right, that was a reflection of resicha kaas, and therefore he did give them an answer, and they got what they were looking for. Good. So rischa and anger is something. Obviously, here it was used in the positive. It was just right a rebbe or a parent on the outside. Right, the Rambam says if we ever even have to feign anger, we're never allowed to be angry. Sometimes we could feign anger, and that's what Gemara is talking about here. That the rebbe in his reaction would have feigned anger in order to teach his talmidim, that one has to make sure that one knows the halacha, and if somebody's asking a question, one has to know exactly what one is asking. The Meiri writes right here, the Meiri says, Rav shara b'talmidav, sheshorlen be'ezah davarim, hu mutter v'hu roeh sha'af kalim enu aser. Rav saw in his talmidim that they asked something, whether it's mutter or not, And he knew that even something less than that is usur. Ra'i lo lahashiv lahem ma'at b'derech sheyakiru she'ein she'elasam areva etzlo. Right, he should answer them in a way that they understand that he wasn't so pleased with the question. Al sheheim marim sheheim notim lekula kolkach. Because they're asking such a kula question. What even less than that is usur? So a Rebbe has to know not just what to say, but how to give the answer. Klomar, heichatem yicholam l'shol al davar zeh, v'lo davar zeh, shu kalim enu asr. Al aval, shalu be'isr. But the other way, says the Meiri. But if they ask, shalu be'isr, davar sh'av gadalim enu mutter, but if the opposite, if they ask, is this asr a mutter? And even less than that is mutter, even something bigger than that is mutter, ein kan kpeda, that's not as bad. V'roi lo l'hashim em b'derech mutter. You always have to answer them in a way that they can figure it out. The Chashuk Echemet here has a discussion of an anger question. Right? There was a Shaila that, somebody called up Reuven and asked him, you know, he wanted to know on a certain Bachur that was, suggested for his daughter. Why does he call up Reuven? Because Reuven shares a house with the family, like they share a wall. So he's asking him about everything, asking him about his midos and his alichos, everything's good. And then he says, how's his kaas? How's his midos akas? Right, is he a kasan or not? Reuven says, I don't know, you gotta do more research, I'm not sure. Ein li musag. L'sari ala prada zei ni yichol oshif. Hangs up the phone. His wife says, after he hangs up the phone, what are you talking about? You know exactly, you hear what goes on the other side of the wall. You know he's a kasan, how could you not say anything? So Reuven was a London, right? It wasn't just like he was hiding something. He says, I know the Sefer in the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says, Beferish, that if somebody is talking, we all know the Heter, oh, Lashon Hara Toeles is okay. But if it's for Toeles and it's about a chait that the person himself is chote in, then you can't say that. If the person himself violates a sin and he's going to tell somebody Lashon Hara Toeles about that person doing the sin, you're not allowed to say that. Because I'm not perfect in that sin. So how can I talk about somebody else? Maybe I'm just trying to make myself feel good. Maybe I'm just saying it, whatever reason. See, he says, I haven't been misakin my midas akas. So, I didn't think I was allowed to say it. So this was the Shaila. Was that a correct taina? And ta'inasa nechona. So he quotes different parts of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And he quotes, well, what's the svara for that? That if a person is chote, you have to assume that he doesn't have proper kavanas. Right? They're quoting a couple of the pieces. He doesn't have kavana because he's not objective in this chait, right? He's more heter in the chait. That's whatever the reason is. But here clearly, Rav Zilberstein paskins that here is l'shem shamayim. L'shem shamayim to try to make help the person know that if this person has an anger management issues, then you wanna know that beforehand. So again, it's very delicate. All shidduch questions are delicate, but if there's a clear issue, he says he does not think this is a problem. Even if the guy's an unav and he thinks I have an anger issue, v'chulu, but it doesn't think it's an issue. And finally, there's so much here. Just to quote, remember the Sefer Chassidim. We haven't spoken about Kass in a long time. Sefer Chassidim. Remember Sefer Chassidim? There was a man that learned from his, it's in Tav, you never saw it, it's in Tav Reish, where is it? Tav Reish Nun Hei. There was a ben that was mechabed his father, very much, and his father always told him, Talin Kas Chalayla. If you're angry, sleep on it. That's what he learned from his father. One time he had to take a business trip and he left and he was away for months and months, maybe years, and he comes back, maybe he's away for a year, maybe he'll wait for like 10 years. Many years. He comes back to his town, he comes back in the middle of the night and he goes into his house and he sees his wife is in bed and next to his wife is a young man. And he's about to take out a sword and take care of business. And he remembers his father, Talon Kas Chalayla. He's like, okay, I'll sleep on it. And the next morning, he goes in, and it was his son that he never knew he had a son. Again, in the days of old, and he says, "Baruch Hashem she'atzar kasi u'baruch avish that sivani latzar kasi laila echad shlarakios chaves b'nai v'samchu simcha gedola v'asu mishtel l'chal ha'aman imsam v'samchu harbi ma'od." He made a big party that he controlled his anger. Talin kas chalayla. Again, lots of talk about kas, but again, in this Gemara, it's the feigned kas to teach talmidim. Vayter Amar Abba Barav Sheila Amar of Masan Amar Shmuel Nekrat Selam Meikara. A list of items. Shmuel, the doctor, remember. Nekra Salamim Eikar, if the rib comes out of its moorings. The Golgolas Shenechbasa Baruba, and a skull that was mostly crushed. Ubasar Achov Ezrova Keres, Barubo, and the busser that's covering the robe of the Keres, something happened to it, we don't know yet, we'll see. Trefa. So let's talk about each one. Nekra Salamim Eikar, Trefa, if one of the ribs come out, Trefa, Bavra Minyu. But didn't we learn in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Kama Chisar and Beshidra, how much Chisar and how much of the spine has to be missing in order for the person not to be Metame Ohel? Beishamai Omrim Shtei Cholios, two vertebrae missing. Beisol Omrim Cholia Achas, even one vertebrae missing, he's already not Metame Ohel. V'yamar Rav Yudam Shmuel, V'chein L'Trefa, same by a Trefa. So you need a Cholia, a vertebrae on the spine to be removed, not just the tzela. Right? So what do you mean? The Mishnah is, if we're comparing Tumas Meis of people and Trefa of animals, that's what we're comparing. The Gemara could have said, don't compare them, but we're comparing them, so then it's a stira. How could Shmuel say, in the first case, that just a tzela with the chulia, and here Shmuel says, v'chein l'trefa, even the tzela without the chulia. I'm sorry, the opposite. Right here, you need the chulia also to be removed, to be considered trefa, and earlier he said without the chulia. Hacha tzela below chulia, some chulia below tzela. No, here it's one or the other. Over here, it's the rib without the chulia, and over there, by Tumas Meis, it's chulia below tzela. So bishlama tzela below chulia, so how do you have that? You could have a rib without the chulia, mishkachasla, right? The vertebrae is still in, and just the rib comes out. Ela chulia below tzela, echa mishkachasla, the chulia holds the tzela in, so how can you be missing the chulia, and the tzela will still not be called ne'akar? Bishili kafli. At the bottom, in the lumbar area, there where there are no tzlos, it's just vertebrae. So that's a case where you could have tzela missing without the tzlos. Masal Ravoshia, Velisni Gabi Kulin Beishamai Mechumei Beisilel. Why isn't this on the list of places where Beishamai is Mekel, Beisilel is Machmir? Right, because here Beis Hillel would say, even missing one in the animal is already a Shrefa. What's the answer? Because in the context of Tumas Meis, Beisilel is Mekel. Amar Le, Rav Ki Itchel, Inyan Tumah Itchel. Tavilu Beishamai Lechumra. Right, depending, one place is a Chumra, one place is a Kula. So the way that the place where he heard the Machlokas, that is when Rava, when Rava the Machlok is about Tuma, and there Beis Hillel is Mekel. The Gugala Shenechmas Abaruba, the skull that's mostly crushed. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rov Govo, Rov Hekefo. Unclear fully exactly what this means, but when we say that most of the skull is crushed, in which way? Forward, backwards, vertical, like where do you make the line? Widthwise or lengthwise? Different pictures in the Chulin picture books, but either way, Teika, we're not sure. We're not sure anyway. And the poskim say Savik Lechomra. Savik Lechomra. Right? So the Ketzer Mishnah wonders about the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Yireli, they yet to be Machmir. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita. And the Ketzer Mishnah says, Yireli, it's a Savik Daraisa. It's a Teku. What do you mean, Yireli, Savik Lechomra? Of course it's Savik Lechomra. Right? So what do you mean, Yireli? So he struggles. He tries to figure out a svar for the Rambam why the Rambam uses the Lashon of Yireli. Good. Ubasar Achof Ezra Vakaris. There's a lot also about Beishamai Beisilel. Not for now, but we'll continue. Ubasar Achof Ezra Vakaris Beruba. Boy Ravashi. Barov Karua. When it says, the third item on the list of Shmuel, that's a trefa. Flesh that's covering most of the keres. So what happened to most of the flesh? Boy Ravashi. Barov Karua or Barov Natul. Even if it's just ripped in Rov, or if it's cut, or it has to be missing. So Tifsha Lemidatsan. Our Mishnah. Beginning of our Mishnah that we had 10 days ago. Keres hapnimis shenikva o shenikra rov achitzona. The inner keres that is punctured or is ripped. The amri b'marava mishpeid Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. What did we say? We had five different shatim. Kala keres kulo zuhi a keres hapnimi. Right, the whole keres is called the keres hapnimi. The ezu keres achitzona basar achofes rov akeres. So the basar achitzona is rov akeres. So you see that it's enough if it's just nikra. Just nikra is enough to be matrif. So Gemara says, Midya Vitaima El Shmuel. Well, you're trying to bring a riot to Shmuel. Hamar Yaakov and Achmeni Am Shmuel. Makam Sheim Milas. Remember, we had six different shatim what the keres apnimi was, right? So don't hold like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. We're trying to figure out Shmuel who gives a different shot of what the keres is. So the question stays unresolved. Vitrusas as Eiv. The next suggestion of the next trefa listed in the Mishnah is a clawed ze'ev. So again, this relates to, as we mentioned then, I said I'll mention it again, I'll mention it quickly now, the trefas in modern science, right? The Drusa says ze'ev, the clawing of a ze'ev, of a wolf, or whatever a ze'ev is, the Chazal seem to understand that this drusa is that there are certain types of animals who claw, and through their claws, poison comes out, and is shot into the animal. So we're not familiar with that. Besides a snake that has eres, right, we're not familiar. So there are those that suggest that letter from in Rav Dessler, in the Mechlem Elio. So one of the suggestions is that there is no poison. So we could explain it scientifically as maybe it's the infection. Let's say some of these animals clawed raw meat before they then attack the animal. The raw meat is that's under the claws, and that is what causes the danger. And it could be that Chazal called it the Drusa Ze'ev, but it never says that it's because of the poison that's from the claws itself. So there are ways of interpreting, as we have said. He talks about the Mayim Shalanu there, the water being warmer in the morning. So again, there are ways of explaining, the Trefas as well. So Amar Yudah Marath, Vibehema Menazev Olamala, it's not Dafka Ze'ev. By the clawing an animal as the victim, any animal that's zeiv or bigger. Uba ofos min anetz v'lamala, clawing a bird has to be as big as an anetz or more. V'lamute mai, what is it excluding? I lemalim ute chatul, is it excluding a cat? Tanina, Drew says a zeiv, we says zeiv, so obviously it excludes chatul. And if the Chiddush is no, don't tell me it's Dafka Ze'ev, it's just Ze'ev to teach me that Ze'ev is even attacking Gasa. Jews says Ze'ev by Daka, but Jews are Riba Gasa. It says Ze'ev by Daka, not by Gasa. So again, maybe that can't be the Diak. V'chitem, Rabbi Yehuda Miflik Palag, and if you want to say no, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanakhama. The Amar Rav Binyamin Bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Law, Lo Bar Bihuda, Elo Lafarish Divrei Chachamim. So Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes says, no, he's not arguing. Says the Gemara, Gavra Karamis, maybe he is arguing. You're asking Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes on Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar on Rav, right? Rav would say that Rabbi Huda is arguing, and the Tanakhama would be saying that Ze'ev is even a tax a Gasa. And therefore, there's no diuk that a chatul is excluded. Or la'olam lemute chatul. Maybe it is to exclude a chatul. What's the chiddush? Ma'odatema urcha demilsa k'tani. You might have thought urcha demilsa that it says ze'ev because that's the normal, but really a chatul also is included. Kamash malan, it is not. Period. Amar of Amar of Chizda, Drusas Chatul v'nimiya bigedim v'tzlayim, the Drusa of a Chatul, right? We don't know of any claws of cats that attack, that put poison. V'nimiya, or a different animal, bigedim v'tzlayim, those are considered Drusa, and you have to be nervous for Trefa by little animals, by bigedim v'tzlayim, by goats and sheep. Drusas Chulda ba'ofos. Meisvei, Drusas Chatul neitz v'nimiya achetin yakayiv l'chalol. Well, Drusa Leslu, right? We have Drusa's Chatul is until it gets through Nekev, meaning it's a Nekuva. That's what we call it. We don't call it a clawed animal. We're Choshesh about the puncture, not about the Drusa. So the Gemara Vitizra, Nates Lodaris, Vatan Drusa's Anates, right? Nates does create claws. Halokasha Kamba Ofos Kamba Gideon Mutzlaim. But the difference is, by a bird, which is smaller, it can have an effect of the clawing, and not by the goats and the sheep. Mikol makom l'Rav Chisda kasha, aye, but it's still a kasha on Rav Chisda, what he said before, because Rav Chisda said before that the drusa of chatul and ami is only by gedayim and tzlayim. Hudamar ki aitana, detanya berebi omer, berebi, not for now, what is Rebbe? Rebbe says it means a shame of a chacham, or a gadol ador, omer, lo amru, ein drusa, ela b'makom she'ein matzilin. There's differences between whether an animal feels threatened or not. When did he say there's not, there isn't a drusa by certain animals? That's only if there's ein matzilin, there's not anybody trying to help the victim. Ava b'makam, sheish matzilin, yesh drusa. But if not, sometimes animals feel threatened and they attack harder, and, there can be a drusa in that case, right? So therefore, it's a difference in halacha. Okay, here, Ubamakom, again, it's in the middle of sentencing, but it continues, but we're going to stop by Ubamakom. That's where I picked up, again, last cycle a couple of years ago. B'ezras Hashem, next tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle, and again, we'll pick up after that. Again, today's shiur was sponsored, the 18th yard site, I'm sorry, the yard site, today's the 18th, the yard site of Sarah Rosa Bas Raphael, Rose Siegel of Baltimore, by Yitzchak and Barbara Siegel and family, and also this week's shiurim, our sponsor, Leila Nishmas, Yerachmiel Shimon, Ben Yaakov, Shammai.